Girl, that he was a good guy. Look at him. He looks just like they really did a good job.
You know, and then Earl standing there invisible going, hey, if you didn't believe in death, you could still communicate with me because you think that life doesn't extend beyond death and your beliefs create your reality. Now you're out of touch with me because now my communication device is no longer functioning and no longer there. Don't confuse the person with their communication device. And most people get upset when people don't want them for their communication device. Right? I mean, so much about self-esteem is about this communication device. If this looks attractive, then I'm cool. If this doesn't look a certain way, then I'm not cool. You see what I mean? So a conscious being is learning how to separate themselves from their body. And they know that they're more than their body. And the point I'm making in saying this is that as long as we believe the bill of goods that we've sold ourselves through society, we lose sight of the true nature of life, which is it's supposed to be easy and harmonious and fun and prosperous and healing. And we buy into the erroneous, fearful perception of life is that it should be some sort of a struggle. And so those who believe it should be a struggle, they say stuff like no pain, no gain. And so therefore, when things come easy, then it could make them feel depressed. Because life to them is a battle, and they're getting up every day to see if they can win another battle. So when you think life is a battle, don't get upset when the battle shows up. It's there to give you another opportunity to prove your autonomy and your personal power separate from God. That's what, so I'm getting up this morning so that Earl can do it on his own another day. No. I don't do nothing on my own. I don't want to do anything on my own. So if you are about struggle in a relationship and it goes right, you feel like you have nothing to live for, you'll sabotage the relationship and you'll get rid of it. If you believe money should be a struggle, the minute it starts coming in easy, then you're going to do something to be broke again as quick as you possibly can. If you believe that sickness is a way of life, as a matter of fact, if you weren't sick, your friends and your relatives wouldn't give you any attention, really wouldn't come to see you, really wouldn't pay any attention. I knew one person that used sickness as a way of life, and whenever they were sick, their children would come see them and come spend a lot of time. When they were well, their children didn't. So for them, sickness got them the attention that they wanted. Healing made them feel depressed. Because if I'm healed, they're not coming around. You know, if I'm at a party and everybody's partying and having a good time and not paying attention to me, if I sulk and sit in the corner, somebody might come by and go, what's wrong, girl? What's happening? See, so in this situation, healing or happiness precipitates depression, but if I'm unhappy, then I might get the attention that I'm looking for. So we have to understand that whenever a person is miserable all the time, the course says there's a payoff, and it's not until they no longer want the payoff that the problem will leave. The problem doesn't go until the payoff goes. So that pattern you've had since you were 3 years old, there's a big payoff in it. If you've never been able to maintain a relationship to your satisfaction, there's a big payoff in it. If you never have enough money to live off of, there's a payoff in thinking you broke all the time. There's a payoff in it. And the payoff in it is that it keeps you feeling somehow separate. It is a way of life. And we're going to let go of that. Now, healing will always stand aside when it would be seen as a threat. So as long as I feel any kind of threat about being happy, then the healing will stand aside. So what is that saying? Well, that's saying that you have as much happiness as you can stand right now. This is it. This is as much as you can take without depression. It's kind of sad, isn't it? This is as much the prosperity is based on what this is saying, which we don't have to agree. I'm just sharing this. But the truth is, if you had any more healing than you have right now, then it would precipitate depression because at some level it's seen as a threat. Because certainly it isn't the Creator that's denying us, right? It's not our Creator that's denying us joy. Certainly it's not our Creator, and I'm not. I'm too busy focused on mine. So I'm not trying to stand in your way. I bet you nobody in this, is anybody in this room trying to keep Marina from having everything she wants in her life? You're not even thinking about it, right? Unless some of y'all want to try to have a date or something. Pretty much, you know. But the point that I'm making is that one of the biggest illusions that we have is what other people think, and thinking that people are all fixated on us and our life. They're not. Okay? They're not. Are you? No. Everybody's just like you. There's actually no one plotting against your joy. In this very moment, it's the most, maybe 5 people. You know, if you were particularly dastardly, you know what I'm saying? That is not theoretical. That is the truth. So whatever I'm experiencing right now is really about what I'm telling myself, and then what I'm manifesting in myself from what I'm telling myself. Because really, we're not only not against your happiness, we're actually a group of people that would love to see you have your happiness. And what we're going to do to support your happiness is we're not going to do anything to stop it. That's great. That, to me, that's the greatest Christmas present I can have. So the Course says that the minute you welcome it, it's going to be there. So love doesn't wait on time. It doesn't take time. It takes welcome. All the time that you spend trying to get something, you could draw it to you faster if you just open yourself up and you welcomed it as something you deserve to have. All right? All right. Now, every time you give something real, it increases for you and it increases for everybody else. When you give something that's not real, it doesn't increase for you and it doesn't increase for anybody else. So you should stop feeling disappointed if you've offered healing and it doesn't appear to be received. If you've offered an answer, if you've offered support, if you offered love to somebody and it looks like they didn't receive it, the Course says what you should do is stop being disappointed. Sometimes we do that, don't we? You know, we have some brilliant revelation and we think we're trying to help somebody and it looked like we tried to help them and they didn't receive it, and then we get disappointed. The Course says it's very important for us to recognize that it is not up to us to judge when our gift should be accepted. I'll say it again. It's not up to us to judge when the truth or the help or the love is going to be accepted. The Course says right here in the book, just be certain that it has been received and trust that it will be accepted when it's recognized as a blessing and not a curse. So the person did not receive your advice because in that moment, they don't see that what you just said is a true blessing. Soon as they see it as a true blessing, then they'll accept it. But you can't necessarily stick around until that moment. For instance, if I walk up to you and I say, you're totally innocent, you're totally loving, you deserve to be happy, and you feel miserable, and you don't believe it, okay? That your thought is created, and when you change your thought, you're going to change your reality. When you open yourself up to your innocence, the innocent mind doesn't believe it deserves to suffer, so a mind that's innocent does not attract pain. And you listen to me, and you smile, and then you walk right at the door, and you go, my boss, I hate him if he just changed that behalf. Okay, now, do I stick around and follow her around all week like a stalker? And she studies enough and evolves enough in her spiritual awareness that she recognizes that she's the creator of her experience? No. She will one day recognize that truth, accept it as a blessing, and then she'll go, maybe she'll go, you know, that was exactly what Earl said to me 10 years ago. And maybe some of y'all doing it right now. You realize that the truth that you are accepting right now, this change in your life, was not a truth that you had not heard before. It just took you 15 years for you to get to the point that you would accept that you're not a victim and that you do create your reality. And that's a minority of people, but it's growing faster every day. So when you give somebody the love and you share the truth with somebody, then don't be disappointed if they're not ready to receive it yet. The reason why they can't receive it yet is right now they don't see how it will benefit them, because if they truly saw how it would benefit them, they'd use it right now. And I, you know, as a teacher, I have to remember that constantly, because I'm always sharing things with people that they don't necessarily use immediately. But I know that one day they'll get in touch with their power, and they'll get in touch with how innocent they are, and they'll really realize that when I say you're loving, you're lovable, you deserve to be happy, you're not a victim, you're not alone, and that you're a powerful being, you're one day going to recognize that. But I can't stick around with you and wait till you accept that, because you can receive the answer in an instant, but it could take you years to accept it. The Course says you could, the healing is simple. I can give you the answer in a second, but it may take years for you to be willing.